You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
This is a real titanic tussle. The Green Bay Packers, they're going to the Arizona Cardinals. The Packers 7-4 as we record this. The Cardinals 10-21. The Cardinals giving up 4.5 points. This is a real battle, isn't it, between two heavyweights really in the NFC?
It is. The Cardinals, again, we'll start with the playoff picture and what these games mean to these teams. Just from a motivational standpoint, the Cardinals have already won the NFC West, and now they have their sights on a first-round bye, which they will get with a win in either of the final 2 weeks of the season. The Packers, as we mentioned, leading the Vikings by a game in the NFC North, but they still need another win and a Minnesota defeat to claim the division title and a home playoff game at Lambeau. And again, the Packers and Vikings meet in Week 17, so it's possible that the division won't be decided until then. And by the way, Mark, it should be noted that not only do they play in Week 17, but a scenario is very likely where the Packers then turn right around and play the Vikings in the first week of the playoffs. So you could have this rare situation where after this game, the Packers will face the Vikings 2 weeks in a row. Interestingly, as far as this game is concerned, when you have all those motivations as a backdrop, you know, this is a tough game to call because the Cardinals do want to get that first round bye, but the 4.5 points, you know, that's tough. As well as the Cardinals have played at home, the main reason why I'm hesitant to immediately pull the trigger on the Cardinals here is that they lost their standout defensive back, Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. The last three seasons with Tyrann Mathieu on the field, they have been a much better defense than with him off the field. Mathieu is gone for the year now with a torn ACL. On the field, 1,991 snaps in his career over the last three seasons. The opponent's total QBR, the opponent's quarterback total QBR, this is scored out of 100, is 46, below average. When he's on the field in the 909 snaps that he's been, that's when he's been on the field. When he's been off the field in the 909 snaps, the opposing quarterback's total QBR shoots up to 60. So he makes that much of a difference on defense. And by the way, we can flesh that out even further. When he's on the field, opposing quarterbacks, 46 touchdowns, 43 picks. When he's off the field, it rises to a much larger ratio of 25 touchdowns to 13 picks. So he makes a huge difference, and that's the only reason, but a reason enough for sure, for me to sort of slow down on running to the betting window to bet the Cardinals.
Yeah, because they've been in great form, haven't they? I think their last defeat came against Pittsburgh back in Week 6. They've been on a real strong run of form. Big win over Philadelphia. It's a tough one, I guess. I mean, like you said, they've already clinched the division, haven't they? So is there an element? I mean, we see it in England a lot in the football. Teams have got nothing to play for. You know, I know there's still, there is something to play for, but they've got their immediate objective done. They've beaten the Seahawks to the division. Is there a chance they might ease off a little bit here? Could the Packers with the points be the way in?
Well, I guess that is, you know, that is one of the things when you're giving points. And yes, they do have something to play for here because they do want to secure that first round bye. Yeah. And there's a outside chance they would get the first, the number one seed in the playoffs, but that's probably not going to happen. Carolina doesn't show any signs of stopping, and they would need the Panthers to lose twice. But yes, they are trying to play here for a first round bye. But I think you're right, Mark, in the sense that, you know, let's say they're up 10 points late in the game. They're not going, and they're human beings, right? We're dealing with human beings. There is an element of, well, let's perhaps take our foot off the gas here. If we win by three, it's not the end of the world. And no question what you're saying up front, though, is right also, which is how great have the Cardinals been? I mean, if it weren't for the Panthers at 14-0, we'd probably be talking about these Arizona Cardinals a lot more, not only statistically, number one in yards per play and on offense with 6.4 yards per play and number one yards per pass attempt at 8.5. But let's just look at the records of the starting quarterback and their head coach. Dating back to week 8 of the 2013 season, Carson Palmer, as the starting quarterback of the Arizona Cardinals, is 24-4. That's straight up, not against the spread. 24-4. That is the best mark over the last 28 games in the NFL, better than Brady, better than anybody. And as far as their head coach, Bruce Arians, 33-13 as the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, 42-16 straight up he is as a head coach if you include his season as an interim coach of the Indianapolis Colts the year before that, which he, by the record books, doesn't get credit for, but which he actually in real life was responsible for. But in eight NFL seasons, Arians is either a head coach or offensive coordinator. Let's take it back even further when he was an offensive coordinator with the Steelers. And here's the key stat, I think, Mark. His teams as head coach and offensive coordinator are 48-24 in one score games. That is a remarkable record. A 67% winning percentage on games that are decided by one score. So that shows you that he is a really good decision maker in tight games. I think with that kind of sample size, I think we can read into that and say that about Arians at this point. And so there's no reason to fade him. I won't be rushing to the window here to play the Packers either, but that all the stuff we talked about before is why I don't know if I'm rushing to bet the Cardinals either, giving the 4.5 points.
Do you set a line yourself on these games? Because that's what we do when we're betting on the rugby. We try and work out what we think the handicap should be, and that's our line to play. At 4.5, you seem a little bit undecided. Is there a line where you think, right, if it goes to that, then I'm going to play the Packers?
Yeah, I make a line for all these games. I do it in baseball. I do it in football as well. And what the part about the NFL that gets really dicey at this time of the year is all the stuff that we are highlighting, which is what is the team's motivation with 2 weeks left in the season. Of course, the biggest team that we could talk about for that, we're actually not going to probably mention today, but the Carolina Panthers at 14-0. Do they go for the perfect regular season of 16-0 and try to become only the fourth team in history to do that? Or do they play the long game, if you will, and say, you know what, going 16-0 doesn't nearly matter as much as winning the Super Bowl. Let's rest everybody. So in setting our lines for the final 2 weeks of the season, we have to be cognizant of all of those things. And so in a game like this, I think 4.5 for the Cardinals here, Cardinals favored by 4.5, is exactly where the line ought to be. And it factors in all those possibilities of, well, will the Cardinals without Tyrann Mathieu now be as stout on defense? Will they step off the gas pedal if they're up late in the game? All of those things make for a much more difficult handicap than I think otherwise would be the case.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.